I didn't start worrying until the notes at my bedside ceased to resemble anything even closely approximating my own handwriting or printing style. You see, every night I keep a notepad by my bedside. Being a writer, I want to capture any thoughts that might come up at night. And it has come in so handy for me so many times. I will have an idea in my sleep or when I'm in a state of near sleep, somewhere hovering between being unconscious and being fully awake. And something will just pop into my mind because that's when the subconscious is most active and releases its energies in unique ways that they don't usually happen that way when you're awake. So I'm always careful to make sure that I have a notepad by my bedside. And I use it often. And sometimes those ideas will find their ways into my stories, right? It's a great thing to do. I highly recommend it if you're a writer or just a human being looking to capture ideas, thoughts that you might have had in the night that you would otherwise have forgotten. They just would seem like a distant memory in the fog when you woke up and you couldn't remember the details. Anyway, I started to have more and more frequent episodes of nocturnal note-taking on my bedside notepad. And it began to get interesting as I made more and more detailed notes. And this happened over the course of one night, and then it expanded to include other nights as well. And it seemed that every night I was writing more and more feverishly in the night, and it got to the point where I didn't even remember doing it at all. Usually I'll have some recollection of waking up and making a note, picking up the pen, scribbling something on the pad. But it started to get to the point where I couldn't remember having done the notations at all. They were just magically appearing beside my bed. And then not only did they become more numerous and less remembered, but then they became less recognizable to the point where I no longer recognized the writing on the pad as anything remotely resembling my own writing. That's when I started to worry. Then the things that I wrote down became more and more randomized. They stopped making as much sense. They became sort of a stream of consciousness type of thing where I would just record random images and descriptors like orange button, beleaguered catfish faces, dark night of gleaming sanctuary interposed upon a blue-purple fragment of frog breath. And I'm like, what the hell is that? As you would, right? Doesn't make any sense. And okay, I do write some strange stuff. And I do have strange thoughts. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that I might write something unusual that I could maybe incorporate into something at some point. But this bizarro, randomized, surrealistic, weird stuff, I mean, it wasn't serving any useful purpose. And it continued to pile up. The notes became more and more numerous. I had to keep replacing my notepad with more notepads. I had to get a steno pad to replace the small notepad. Then I had to get a legal pad to replace the steno pad. Then I had to get a big roll of tissue paper, sort of like Jack Kerouac used to write On the Road. He just put a big roll of paper in a typewriter and just typed and typed and typed. That's what I had to do finally. I had to get a big roll of paper, and I would wake up in the morning and this paper would be unrolled by the side of the bed. I would roll over and put my foot down and it would crinkle into this pile of paper, and the paper was thickly, densely printed with all of this craziness, and it wasn't even in any kind of recognizable language. It was in some kind of weird, I don't know what it was, some kind of weird alien script. And once in a while, a word in English would pop up in the midst of the gibberish, or what appeared to me to be gibberish, though it did seem to have some kind of pattern, but I couldn't figure out what it was for the life of me. Once in a while, a word would pop up that I would recognize, like purple, or fragrant, or implacable, but mostly it was just this crazy, nonsensical gibberish. And I was struggling with this. How can I incorporate this into my work? What can I do? How can I turn this into something that I can then enjoy and help other people to enjoy as well? How can I make this into a work of fiction of some kind? And eventually, I realized there was no way I could do so. I had to just discard this material. And that was fine. I don't mind losing that stuff, but then what could I do after that? I mean, the thoughts kept coming, the recording, the notations kept happening in the night. And if I wasn't making the notations because I didn't remember doing it, A, B, they were not in any kind of recognizable language except for an occasional word or letter that appeared to be in English, and C, if they just had no kind of sense at all, then how could this be of any use to me? And what were the chances that I wasn't making the notations, but someone or something else was doing it? It's a horrifying thought. Maybe I should get rid of all the writing implements and notepads and paper rolls in my bedroom and let sleeping dogs lie, so to speak, or sleeping whatevers are making these notes or creating these bizarre illusions and impressions and influences in whatever kind of fashion they're trying to reach out from somewhere else and have some kind of impact on this world, this reality. I don't know. It's just a thought. Then again, maybe I'll just keep the notepad there. What the heck? I mean, one of these days, something's got to give, right? I mean, maybe it makes some sense. Maybe I can turn this in. But, you know, who's going to believe that this would make any kind of a, I mean, it's been done before, right? Something from the other side is reaching out and creating strange notations in the night, or things are happening you don't understand. I mean, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's crazy enough that maybe it would just work. I don't know. It just might work. Anyway, they say, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. In this case, who knows which is which anymore? I don't know. We're living in that era in which truth and fact are becoming commingled with lies and nonsense. So who knows? Could be anything, I guess. I leave it to you to decide. Anyway, welcome to the, that's my long-winded way of saying, welcome to the latest edition, episode 23 of the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. I am your host, USA Today best-selling author Robert Jashonek. I write a lot of science fiction, fantasy, crime, mystery, you name it, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'm happy to be with you once again on another edition of the podcast. It hasn't been as long since the last one. Episode 22 was only back on November 10th. This is November 21st. Well, technically, it's the 22nd, if you want to be, you know, picky about it. It's after midnight, my time, EST, Eastern Standard Time. And I just thought I'd drop by and say a few words and, check in, let you know that I'm still here and ticking. I'm still doing the work. I'm still writing, publishing, and living my life and letting my adventures unspool and hoping for the best. Hoping that my reality turns into something worth, if not celebrating, then at least tolerating. Anyway, welcome back. There have been some developments since the previous podcast. I can't talk about all of them. Some of them are exciting, potentially. Some of them are mildly interesting, and some of them are, meh, not that great. But I do have a couple of different writing projects in the works and some things that I wanted to mention to you. Last time around, I told you about a little something called the Many Worlds of Weird Fiction Story Bundle, and I just wanted to mention that it's still ticking. It's running for 3 weeks, and you've got to check it out. I'm so happy with the way it has turned out. It could not be better. It could not be weirder and more fun. I could not possibly have a better team of authors on this project. From Ramsey Campbell, right, the great horror and dark fantasy writer, and to Joe R. Lansdale, who's an awesome author of you name it, all kinds of crazy stuff, including the stories that formed the basis of the Happen Leonard TV show on Sundance Channel. And he contributed to this bundle, and Elizabeth Hand, an incredible writer of gothic weird fiction. Samuel Delaney, the Nebula Award-winning science fiction author, who else? Ray Vukcevich, another writer of crazy stuff. I love Ray's stuff. He's such a good writer. Dean Wesley Smith, another writer of strange stuff, and he's got a compilation of works by different authors that are also masters of weirdness. Who else? Oh my God. Jeffrey Thomas, the author of Boneland, another great weird fiction writer. Oh my God. How could I forget Michael Sisko? He contributed a book called Member, which you've got to read. You've got to read this book. Okay. All the books in a set are good. Okay. Including my own, which is titled In a Green Dress, Surrounded by Exploding Clowns and Other Stories. And yes, that story is in the book. And yes, there are exploding clowns and a guy in a green dress, and it all makes sense, and it relates to today's social media climate and is a parable for our current day society and where we're headed. But where was I here? Oh, yes. Member. All the books in a set really rock, okay? Seriously, you're going to love them. And it's a great mix of stuff. It's not just the dark, you know, foreboding kind of weird fiction, you know, dark fantasy stuff. I mean, it's in there. There's gothic weird fiction and really dark, horrific stuff. But there's also like weird science fiction. There's weird Western, weird pulp fiction, surreal fiction, weird humor, offbeat humor. It's just such a great collection. Anyway, Member is one of the standouts, and I hope you'll give it a shot. It's by Michael Sisko, and it's such a bizarre yet cool and interesting and relevant book, and you've got to give it a shot. It's so good. All the books are great, though, including Elizabeth Hand's Black Light, Ramsey Campbell's. Oh, my God. So many good books. Like, my head's going to explode. I love this bundle so much. Anyway, Story Bundle. You got to check it out. Go to the Story Bundle website, storybundle.com, and then hit the tab at the top of the screen for the weird fiction, the many worlds of weird fiction Story Bundle, and check it out. I tell you, you're going to love it, but do it now while you can, because soon it's going to be, you know, off sale, and then you're going to be like, why couldn't I get that great set of books for such a low, low price? Which the price is very low, believe me, very low price. And some of the money will go to a very worthwhile cause, and you'll be really happy that you were part of this, this thing, and encourage this kind of work and this kind of collaboration. Anyway, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. I also wanted to mention that I have a new box set of books coming out in January, and you can pre-order them right now. And what these books are, they're urban fantasy novels. There are four of them. It's a tetralogy featuring the character Gaia Charmer. It's an urban fantasy tetralogy. Gaia Charmer has the powers of Mother Earth. She can control dirt and rocks and mountains and rivers and all kinds of stuff. And she has all these adventures, and it's really exciting. And these four books tell a really action-packed story from start to finish. You've got to check them out. There are four books. Anyway, I wrote them and published them under a pseudonym. They've been published by Aethon Books, which is the brainchild of a good friend of mine named Rhett Bruno and his team, and it's a great set. The four books are World on Fire, Weight of the World, World of Trouble, and Dead to the World. And this box set, the Gaia Files box set, is up for pre-order right now. And you know how much this thing is going to cost for all four of these books? 99 cents. 99 freaking cents. You can't beat this deal. So I urge you to go to Amazon.com and put in your pre-order for this box set of four books from Aethon Books, written under the name R.J. Sierra. Yes, that's me, Robert Shoshonek, R.J. Sierra. That's my pen name. Don't wear it out. And trust me, you're going to enjoy them. If you like urban fantasy, if you like superhero stuff, you'll enjoy this. If you like books with a female protagonist who's very powerful and has cool adventures and has a great supporting cast and romantic interests and lots of excitement and action. Yeah, check it out. The Gaia Files box set on Amazon. Look it up. Just look up whatever. Go to Amazon and look up Gaia Files. It's a really good deal. I urge you to check it out. So, what else is going on? Well, as you might recall, a little while back, a couple months ago, I ran a Kickstarter campaign for the Star Baron Saga books, right? Books 1 and 2, Horde's Challenge and Horde's Power. It's the Star Baron Saga, which is a saga of spacefaring barbaric characters. And anyway, I wanted to let you guys know, if you're part of this campaign, I've been working hard, diligently, to get the paperback books and the hardback books done and shipped. And I'm proud to report that the paperbacks have gone out. Okay? I ordered them over the weekend, and they're going to be shipped shortly, and they're in motion. So if you contributed to the campaign and ordered the paperback books, they're on their way. You're going to have them soon. And trust me, they look great. Okay? In all humility, they look awesome. I got copies of them myself, and I'm really happy with them. The covers are great. They're by a guy named Tom Edwards, and he is so good. He's such a great artist. He's a British guy. He does a lot of science fiction book covers, and he is so, so good. You're going to love these books. Action-packed, lots of space opera excitement. And even if you didn't donate to the campaign, you can go on Amazon and order the books right now. Look them up under Star Baron Saga. Or Horde's Challenge, or Horde's Power. They're out there right now. You can order the paperbacks, you can order the hardcovers, and you can order them up in time for the holidays. So whether you're ordering them as gifts for friends or family members who enjoy space barbarian action, or it's just for you because you like savagery set among the distant stars in the blackness of space. Well, either way, you're going to love these books, or the people you give them to are going to love them. I recommend you check them out. Remember, it's the season to be kind. It's the season of giving, right? So check them out. So those rewards have gone out, those paperbacks. The hardbacks are about to go out. And I have a couple of other rewards that I'm going to be putting out shortly as well, including a workshop on writing weird in space. If you signed up for that, you're in for a treat. I'm going to put something really rocking together. It's going to happen in, what is it, February of next year. But I'm going to be putting it together here shortly, and I recommend that you check it out if you can, if you've, you know, donated to that. And, you know, keep an eye open for other developments on the weird coursework front. I hope to do some other things in 2022, but we'll see. I also want to do a lot of writing in 2022, so I don't want to stack up too many different tasks and projects on top of that. Anyway, be sure to check it out. So what else has been happening in my world? I am happy to report that I think things are about to calm down just a little bit. It's been a time of some turmoil and frequent travel recently. My wife, Wendy, and I went to New Mexico for a week. And that was a little while back. And we had a great time. It was incredible. We went to Balloon Fest in Albuquerque. We went to Santa Fe. I made the pilgrimage to George R.R. Martin's bookstore, Beastly Books, which was really cool. He wasn't there. I was hoping he might drop by while I was there. You never know. Yeah, George might show up and, hey, who are you? Hey, wouldn't you like to help write the sequel to the Song of Ice and Fire series? Nah, it didn't happen. I can dream, can't I? Anyway, I did that, and then we went to New York State to visit my nephew, Andrew, at his college. He's a really cool person, and we spent some time with him, and we went up to Niagara Falls, the American side, and had a great time up there. And then this last week, we went to Cleveland, Ohio, for some non-pleasure related travel, and took care of some things while we were out there, and that was good too. But now I'm happy to report I think we're finally back in the groove, and I'm happy to report that I was able to complete a major project this weekend very happy to report that, and it has turned out so much better than I ever imagined it would, and I'm really happy with that. So we're getting back in the groove on the writing front, just in time for the holidays to completely blow us off the tracks, right? Because that's what happens sometimes this time of year, and in fact, that's what we're going to talk about right now on our closing thought here on the IEcast, the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast, where we talk about writing and publishing, among other crazy things, as you could tell from the lengthy preamble, the lengthy tale of woe revolving around my bedside table and the notebooks and the rolls of paper and everything else. Did I mention the strange scrawlings in blood on the ceiling? Maybe I'll tell you about those some other time. Let's get back to our closing thought. The holidays for writers. As a writer, I have a deep commitment to generating product on a regular basis. It's important. Writing for me is not my day job. It is a secondary thing, but it's also one of my primary loves in life. And I'm committed to producing a certain amount of material and to putting out different projects and trying to generate material that excites my readership and engages them and engages me, frankly, because I love writing. So to that end, I always make it a point to try to write 1,000 words a day, okay? When I'm in the heat of writing. Now, granted, that is not always the case. Sometimes I'm working on more publishing-related stuff, and that's important too. Business, the business of publishing is important. It's important to follow through on the financial side and to keep up with contracts and to keep up with other things that are related to writing and publishing that might not necessarily involve putting words on a page. However, I always try to get 1,000 words a day. That's my commitment. Now, when the holidays roll around, that can be a difficult target to hit because, let's face it, other things come up. When you have a life, which I do, and I'm really happy that I do, it can sometimes draw you away from the writing. It becomes impossible, for example, on a Thanksgiving day or a Christmas day to get that writing in. Now, some people are super committed, and they don't let those distractions get in their way. And I salute them with both hands in sequence because that's an amazing level of commitment, and I am envious that you can do that, but I can't. And what I'm trying to get to here is it's not a bad thing if you miss a day once in a while. So I know a lot of you are committed writers and you are dedicated type A super writers, super productive. And that's a great thing to be, boy, because that's hard to get to that level. It's hard to maintain that level over a long period of time. I know because I do it. But sometimes you just got to step away, right? Drop the chalupa, as the Chihuahua once said in the Taco Bell commercial. Drop the chalupa. Back away from the chalupa. Take a minute, right? Take a breath. If you got to take a day off and go to enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner with your family or enjoy a Christmas party or whatever, a New Year's party, then go do it because life is too freaking short, man. And you do not live by productivity alone, trust me. And if you push yourself too hard, I don't care how committed you are, how productive you are, how type A you are, how superior you are, in terms of your determination and your speed, the quality of your work, it can sometimes take a toll. Not everybody's like this. As I said, some people, it doesn't matter, and they never miss. And I wish I could be like that, but I'm not. So to those of you who are not like that, as the holidays roll up on us, don't feel too bad if you miss a day, okay? Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family. Make sure your family comes first, right? As they should. If you have to stay away for a little bit, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Just make sure you come back. Make a commitment to return, to pick up the keyboard again. And while you do step away, here's a secret. You can still do some work in the back of your mind. You can still take some notes, type some notes into your phone, right? When people think you're ignorantly texting someone else because you don't want to pay attention to them, type some notes on your next story into your phone. You know, some pre-notes, some advanced notes, some ideas on what you want to write next. Do some work, or don't do any of that. Just let the back of your mind chug, because I've got news for you. As I suggested earlier in the podcast, hey, it's funny how things come back around, isn't it? It's as if I planned it that way. As I suggested earlier in the podcast, the subconscious mind is a powerful force. It's a really big part of your writing machine. And even when you don't realize it, it's working hard for you to create, to generate new ideas, to process input, and prepare you to generate output. So there's nothing wrong with resting the actual writing machine, the actual visible part of it, the actual productive part of it, or the visibly productive part of it, and let that subconscious tick away in the background. Let it work. And anyway, you can get some great material from these holiday gatherings. You never know who you're going to run into and what's going to happen. And that can inspire the heck out of you. So take advantage of it. Make the most of it. The holidays are coming. It's a good time to be a writer. It's a good time to be a person. Make sure you enjoy it. Make the most of it, because life is too darn short, folks. And those are my words of wisdom here in the closing thought on the IE Cast. I just want to say thanks again for joining me, because I love having you here. I'm so glad that I restarted this podcast, and I hope to continue joining you on a semi-regular basis and talking with you about some of the exciting things that are happening in my writing and publishing world and my life. Before I step away, I'd just like to remind you to seek me out on social media. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. You can find me all over the place on YouTube, you name it, all over the place. And just look me up by name. On Twitter, I think you can find me as The Fictioneer, at The Fictioneer. On Facebook, just look up Robert Jashonic or Pi Press, whatever, any of that stuff. Pi, P-I-E, like the food, Pi Press. That's my publishing company. Also, Blast Off Books. That's another part of my publishing empire. Just look me up. I got lots of cool stuff coming up, lots of great information. While you're dabbling in the social media area, check out Robert's Readers on Facebook. It's a group in which you can find free work by me, and you can read it and enjoy it free of charge and get a kick out of it and share thoughts and ideas on my work or whatever with other members of the group. It's a really nice group. Check it out. Look it up on Facebook, Robert's Readers. You'll find it. I also urge you to check out my website, which is bobscribe.com, bobscribe.com. And I hope you'll sign up for my newsletter, which you can do through the Bob Scribe website or by going to newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. Go there, sign up for my newsletter. The newsletter comes out maybe once a month. It has great information. There's always a freebie involved, like a free story, some kind of giveaway that you can enjoy. And it lets you sort of keep up with me, which I appreciate, because I want you to be part of my world. I want you to be part of my writing, because otherwise, why would I possibly be doing it other than for my own immediate satisfaction? And that only gets you so far. It's all about readers, man. It's all about community, friendship, outreach, connection, and commonality, right? It's all a big collaboration between me, you, and everyone else in the world who enjoys this sort of thing. So, be a part of that with me. I appreciate it. Thanks again for joining me here on the IE Cast. Until next time, whatever it is that you enjoy doing that's creative, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, I urge you to do it. If you like to write, then write. If you like to draw, then draw. If you like to perform music, then do the music stuff, man. Whatever it is, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, do the creative stuff, because that is what makes life worth living, not on its own, but as part of a well-rounded, well-balanced diet. And it makes life interesting and exciting in ways that it might not otherwise be. Okay? Anyway, thanks again for joining me here on the IE Cast. I hope you'll be with me the next time on the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast, episode 24.